Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome to Burn As You Go, our fire podcast. And today we're going to talk about gentleness, particularly the power of gentleness. I know what you're thinking. Father Jared, that's very confusing. They mean two different things. But they really don't. So the true beauty and mystery of gentleness is that it truly is powerful. Gentleness is powerful. So, gentleness is often, best translated as meekness. Meekness, which does not mean weak, right? Christ doesn't say, "Behold, I am weak and humble of heart," right? No, he says, "I am meek. I am meek and humble of heart. I am gentle." It's not an indication of weakness, but of power and of strength under control. Right, so if we say that Jesus is meek and humble of heart, that means that he is gentle, loving, tender, if you will, in the purest sense of those words, right? He is most loving and humble, right? He lowers himself, though he is worthy of highest stature. So when we are aiming for gentleness, we are aiming for that same kind of power, the same kind of power that willingly submits to suffering on a cross, knowing that he's not deserving of this, but he will do it for the sake of another. Gently, calmly, lovingly, compassionately. Lovingly look upon those, meekly looking on those, gently looking on those who persecute him. Right? That is who we aim to be, just like Christ. And, a person who possesses this quality of meekness or gentleness, is one who is usually very quick to pardon injuries, to forgive others, right? To not hold grudges. That also, at the same time, corrects faults, right? That lovingly will tell a person, hey, you might want to not do that. That's kind of going to lead you to a bad place or a dark place, right? Someone that corrects the faults of others in a loving way, not calling them out in front of 400 people, or something like that. But, aside by themselves, be like, hey, I noticed you did this and I don't know, I just got really concerned for your soul, lovingly, right, gently. But also a person that rules his own spirit well, or her own spirit well, right? Gentleness means not only like the way we treat others, but the way we treat ourselves, right? So if we want to be better at loving others, if we want to be more gentle and maybe more patient as well, if we want to be more meek with others, we must start with ourselves. Right? It's like, man, why am I so like not loving and gentle with others? And then like inwardly we're like, oh, you're stupid. Why are you doing that? Why are you? It's like, oh, well, maybe that's why, because we're not even starting interiorly with being meek and gentle towards ourselves, right? Why can't you do better, Father Jared? See, yeah, that is not, it's not a very fruitful spirit. And so aim for, first within, interiorly having the gentleness that Christ wants of us. And then obviously, then we can talk about the gentleness towards others, right? That action. But again, these are fruits of the Holy Spirit. So these aren't one-time things or one-time interior dispositions, if you will. But fruits of the Holy Spirit are like realities that are evident, right? So like we live a life of virtue. We do things, good things repeatedly. And then gentleness is a fruit of that. Right, we are a gentle people because of the virtuous lives that we live and the ways that we act. And so we practice gentleness so that we will have this lasting fruit of gentleness. And so that's an important distinction. Not just these, to be gentle in the sense of like I'm doing gentle things, but to be gentle like in a permanent way. That is our aim, to be the fruit, the fruitfulness of gentleness and meekness in our life. And so this week, that's going to be our aim, to be gentle, to be meek. And like I said, we start that with ourselves, right? We start this gentleness, this meekness with ourselves. And so I challenge you this week to think about what ways are we ridiculously harsh on ourselves? What ways are you just really a bully to yourself, right? To who you are. In what ways are you like, ah, you're not forgiven. You're a terrible person. Or, oh my gosh, you can't get anything right. What's wrong with you? Right? That's not holy. And those are not thoughts that Jesus would want us to think. And that makes us still lacking in meekness and gentleness towards ourselves. And then once we've gotten there, then we can ask the question, am I gentle with others? Am I meek towards others? Do I encounter all others that I meet with a certain openness and gentleness and love and compassion and humility? So that's our aim. Let's be meek, let's be gentle, and let's burn as we go. See you next time.
Burn as you